News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on Valentine's Day. And we have in the house Randy Lambert, who is the chief of animal services for Santa Rosa County and the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter. Happy Valentine's Day, Randy.
Happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
All the animals need is love, right?
Absolutely. That's all they're asking for is love. And what they will give in return is a huge amount of love back.
Way more than we could ever try to give them, I think.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So tell me what's happening. We were just discussing before we went on the air. It seems like we just seem to have more and more animals that are coming in. You're at capacity now at the shelter, right?
Oh, absolutely. We stay there, but fortunately, at this point, we're at 341 animals in our care. That includes in the shelter and out in foster care. We have a tremendous foster base, but you know, we're always looking for more fosters. Probably the biggest need for us of fosters right now is somebody who can do what we call an emergency foster, somebody who can take something that's had a medical procedure or has been injured or something, or maybe something that's really young, a neonate kitten or something. And it is needed for like overnight.
Mm-hmm.
We just need a temporary. Right. We just need you to take care of this animal and overnight, and then we'll have something sorted out the next day or in a day or so, and then you can bring it back in, and you know we'll get it to something more long term.
Okay. Well, that's good to know, because a lot of people are reluctant to foster because they think they have to do it for 2 or 3 weeks, and you're saying even a day is helpful.
Yeah. Just overnight sometimes really helps us a lot. You know, something comes in right before we close and we're scrambling to find somebody. And if we can just get somebody who can do it for just a few hours, actually, is what we're talking about.
Wow.
If you can just get us to about 8 o'clock the next morning, where we've had some time to do some networking overnight and find somebody who can do it for more permanent, until we can get that animal well again and make it adoptable.
Okay, so if this was something that appealed to me, I said, you know what, I could do this. How would I contact? How do I get signed up to do that?
Well, you can always go to our website, which is santarosa.fl.gov. Go to the animal services tab, and all the links are going to be in there, whether it's for fostering or volunteering. We're always looking for volunteers of any sort. Currently, we're looking for somebody who can help us volunteer up at our front desk on Saturdays. We need a little extra help on Saturdays, and that would be phenomenal. We're looking for that volunteer right now to do that.
What are the hours on Saturday for that volunteer?
So you're asking me that. I'm not quite ready to announce this, but we're going to be changing our lobby hours on Saturdays.
Okay.
Currently, we are 10 to 3:30, and we're going to be changing that to 11 to 4.
Okay.
I'm sorry, 11:30 to 4.
Okay.
To be more consistent with what we're going to be changing to in the lobby Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and then Wednesdays we're open till 6:30 to allow people who, they're occupied with something called work or something, or have a little distraction that keeps them from coming in during the middle of the day.
A little distraction.
Yeah.
Pays the bills.
Right, exactly.
Gotcha.
So we stay up until 6:30 on Wednesdays to allow for people to come in and, you know, check out the dogs, redeem dogs, for appointments maybe of any of the foster animals that we may have out in foster.
What is your location? How do we find you?
Good question. We are on Pine Forest Road.
Oh, okay.
In Milton.
Gotcha, yes.
Not the one in Pensacola, but the one in Milton. So it's 4451 Pine Forest Road in Milton. We're right beside the emergency management building, if you know where that is. We have a beautiful facility there. 20-something years old, but we do the best we can with it. And I have a really good facility. I have a phenomenal staff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the only thing I'm missing from my staff is we need a veterinarian. We need a full-time medical director veterinarian.
That sounds like something that would be rather important.
It is.
With 340 animals.
Right, it is. Woo. It's very important. It really causes a lot of issues with just day-to-day medicine, spay and neuters, whatever it may be. We have a phenomenal surgery suite that has been, parts of it have been donated to us, parts of it the county has purchased, but it is phenomenal. Anyone who ever sees it, any veterinarian who sees it says, wow, this is not what I expected. Mm-hmm. It is really high class.
So it's state-of-the-art.
It is, absolutely. And you know, the missing piece here is our veterinarian.
Is this a full-time position?
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. And it's, and actually this is what happened. So I came onto the county into this job about 3 years ago, almost 3 years ago. And one of the things I realized right away is we need somebody that's truly on our team, somebody that is part of the county. In the past, what we have done, and we've had some phenomenal contracted veterinarians, wonderful people, but you know, they were, hours were maybe limited.
Part-time.
Right. Yeah, more or less. Yeah. And, but we need somebody who is full-time, who wants to come in and really, you know, commit to us and be a part of the team. And I went to the administration and lobbied for it, and they said, sure, let's do it. Sounds great.
Oh, fantastic. So yeah. It's already been approved.
Oh, absolutely.
Position
yeah.
and salary been approved. So
yes, yes.
How would someone that might be interested get in touch with you in regards to that position?
The position is actually being advertised again on our website,
okay.
SantaRosa.fl.gov. You can go to jobs. You can also reach out to the shelter and get in touch with me. I'd love to talk to you about it if you're interested. If you just have some questions and you're just not quite ready to commit to applying, but you want to reach out to me, you can reach out to me through email at Randy and then the letter L at SantaRosa.fl.gov. You know, I'd love to invite you in to come in and take a tour of the shelter, you know, see what we've got, meet the crew that we have. Again, I have a phenomenal staff.
But this, to me, that when you told me this, that strikes me as a critical need.
Critical is
like
is an underestimation.
Like we need someone as soon yeah. as possible,
yeah,
I would imagine.
That's so understated when you say critical.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, for sure. So if you know someone perhaps that's looking to move to the area that is a veterinarian, perhaps in another state, another town, or somebody that you know in the community that is in the process of making some changes, this is would be a great position with a lot of community service. Obviously, I've met so many of the people on your team, mm-hmm. and they're very dedicated.
Absolutely.
And it's a very clean, healthy environment
Absolutely.
As well. So
Absolutely.
Lots of pluses for working for this group.
And again, I invite anybody to come in and take a tour. And you don't have to be a veterinarian to come in and take a tour.
Right.
Anybody who wants to come in and take a tour of the shelter, I'd be more than happy to walk you through and show you what we do every day.
Okay. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We are talking with Randy Lambert. He is the Animal Services Chief for the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter. If you've got a question about fostering or what you can do to help, 850-437-1620. And again, you can go to their website. Tell the website again, Randy. What's your website?
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I was distracted there for a moment. SantaRosa.fl.gov.
Okay, well, we're going to be back in just a couple minutes to tell you more ways you can get involved and how you can help. 340-plus animals need our help today. We'll be right back on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, after the break. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on Frisky Friday. And we have Randy Lambert here with Santa Rosa County Animal Services. He is the chief of the whole deal. So I suspect I would be kept up at night if I had 340 animals to worry about. I don't know about you.
Right, absolutely.
That's a lot. But
right.
There are some things people can do to help out.
Yeah, we came up with a couple years ago a way to for the public to be able to help us out in a way, contribute to us. Not everybody can volunteer, not everybody can foster, but some people like to support us in other ways. We came up with this kennel sponsorship program, and it's pretty cool. It you have an opportunity to sponsor a kennel, not the animal in the kennel, because hopefully the animal's not going to be there very long and it's going to move along.
Right.
But the actual kennel space.
Mm-hmm.
But the contribution, those funds go into just the general fund of enrichment for the animals. So these are buying toys for them, maybe different types of things that make their life better.
Sure, blanket, a bowl,
right.
You know, just the basics.
Right, all right? of those things that, you know, tend to get chewed up and spit out, hopefully. but anyway, we have dog sponsorships. We have a gold level, silver, and a bronze level. The gold level is $500. The silver is $400. The bronze is $300. And then we have cat sponsorships that are $350 for the gold, $250 for the silver, and $150 for the bronze. And what that gets is we have some things that we're going to give you individually, but what's going to happen is we're going to put a plaque on the kennel that's
cool.
got your message mm-hmm. on there, whatever that may be. Some businesses are using this as an opportunity to advertise. Some people do them as in memory of, maybe in memory of a family member, or maybe in memory of a past animal.
Oh, what a nice
pet
idea.
Right. So it's really nice. And it's for a year.
I was just going to ask you how long is the plaque up there? So this is for a year, not just a month.
Right. Okay. It's for a year. And you know, it's a good deal. If you are interested in that, you can, again, reach out to our shelter and we can get you connected in the right direction with that. Our phone number is 850-983-4680. Or again, you can go through our website and get to us there, which is santarosa.fl.gov. And, you know, from there, you can navigate to the animal services department. And from there, it opens up to everything that we're doing there.
Excellent. So that's a great sponsorship idea. I love that. And then you have other needs, right? A wish list?
Well, we put out a weekly wish list that we, you know, whatever our special needs are that we need for that week. We put that out on our Facebook site every Wednesday. But some other needs that we have are, we need people to volunteer, even for like a doggy day out.
I love that. That's my favorite thing that you do, I think. Yeah. I'm afraid to do it because I know, I told him, I said, I'm going to walk home with the dog.
Yeah, it's a great program and it's real simple. You sign up to be a volunteer. The process is pretty easy. You get approved for that. And then you just come, you let us know that you're coming in and we'll suit you up a dog. You take the dog out. Maybe you take the dog out for an hour. Maybe you take it out for 3 or 4 hours. Maybe you take it to your home. Maybe you take it to the park. Wherever it is, maybe you take it to Chick-fil-A and go get a pup cup for the dog. They all love those. Whatever it may be. Something else that happens with this is not only is it fun for us to do, or for the foster to do, the volunteer to do, but it's great for the animal to get out of the shelter, out of that environment, out of all of that. And it gives us an opportunity to get feedback from that person who took them out. How did they ride in the car? How were they in the trails that you were walking on? How were they at your house? How did they interact with your animals or vice versa?
What's their temperament outside of the kennel?
Exactly. And all of that will go into their file so that we can better place that animal into a home whenever we do have an adopter who comes in for that.
I think that's just a great program. Now, the other thing we wanted to talk about, you've got some events coming up, yes?
We do. We have on the 22nd of this month, we have our Santa Rosa County Jeep Club that's coming to our shelter from 10 to 2. We're going to have $5 adoptions that day.
Wow.
$5 for dogs and cats.
And they're already spayed and neutered, correct, before adoption?
Exactly. Under state statute, they have to be spay or neutered, and they have to have a current vaccine for rabies, and they have to have a microchip.
And the shelter takes care of all of that.
$5 on that day.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Regular prices are pretty good, too. Cats, you get all of that for $10, or a dog, $25.
Wow, that's really, really reasonable.
Also, we're going to be participating March 16th with Mardi Gras.
Yes.
Downtown Pensacola. And there's a couple other really exciting things happening in Santa Rosa County when it comes to animals. We have a couple of low-cost clinics that are opening up soon. Want to give a shout-out to them. A-Hope is going to be opening up their clinic soon. Don't have an exact date yet, but that's soon. So there is relief coming for the spay and neuter costs because it is very expensive.
And that's a clinic. They're not going to actually have a shelter, but a clinic for these services.
Exactly. They'll be low cost also. And then there's also another veterinarian office. Another low cost clinic that's going to be opening in Pace. It's accessible veterinarian services. I know Dr. Ashley helps us out tremendously. And that's going to be her clinic. It's a new one that she's going to be opening up. She's going to have some other services there at low cost. But, you know, the meat and bones of it's going to be spay and neuter.
Do you know the location of that one yet?
Caught me off guard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It is
in Milton, though.
That one's in Pace.
Oh, in Pace. I'm sorry. Okay.
In Pace.
Well, we can look it up. No worries.
She's not quite open yet. She does have her sign up, but she's in a little medical strip building there.
Gotcha.
So it should be, you know, very, very good for
excellent.
it's going to meet a need.
Yes,
absolutely.
No doubt about it. Okay, if you're just joining us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on Frisky Friday, talking with Randy Lambert, Chief of Animal Services with Santa Rosa County and the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter. We'll be back after the break, and we've got a few more things to tell you about that they need at the shelter, and they sure could use your help. Good morning. It's Frisky Friday on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, on Valentine's Day. So it is all about love and loving the animals. Randy Lambert is here. He is the Animal Services Chief for Santa Rosa County and the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter. Randy, hats off to you. I can't even imagine with so many animals, it's got to be somewhat stressful. I would love to come work there, but I think emotionally I would be drained in about 5 minutes.
Yeah, it takes a lot. But, you know, my crew, I really can't say it enough. I think I've already said it 2 or 3 times already. I have a phenomenal crew.
Well, they love the animals. They were here in the studio, and it was obvious that they are treating every single one of these animals with love.
Everybody gets all the love and attention that we can give them every day, every day. You know, and you can go and look on our website at santarosa.fl.gov. Go to the animal services tab there, and you can peruse the animals that are up for adoption.
You have great pictures of
them.
Yeah,
yeah. And we try to make those as updated as possible. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we'll get puppies in that are 2 or 3 weeks old,
oh,
and then they get to where they're old enough to be adopted. And I'm like, mm-hmm. look, we got to get a current picture on there. Yeah, the little bitty thing is good, but we need to get the real picture so they know what they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you know, those pictures are on there. If you see something you like, give us a call, come by, check the animal out. Again, those adoption fees right now are $25 for dogs.
Very low, very reasonable.
$10 for cats, and that includes the spay and neuter. That includes the microchip. And that includes all the vaccines that it needs, including up to rabies.
That's incredible. So we have 340 plus animals looking for homes right now.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. A few of them are on different holds for different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are already kind of spoken for. They're in foster to adopt right now.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So, and we're just working through our challenge of finding places to do the spay and neuters for us. We've got several places that are really helping us out. So again, hopefully the ones that are coming online here in the next month or so in the Santa Rosa area will help us be a little more efficient in doing that.
Okay. So the biggest need at the moment is a veterinarian.
Absolutely.
That's your biggest
and
need.
Our second biggest need right now is a veterinarian, and our third biggest need is a veterinarian.
Okay, got all three. One,
right.
two, three. Boom,
right.
boom, boom. Okay.
Yeah. No, all kidding aside, you know, we're always looking for volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
And volunteering, like I said earlier, could be something as simple as sitting in our lobby answering the phone or greeting people on a Saturday morning.
Okay.
Or it could be as much as transporting animals to some of these events that they have to go to.
Okay. How do you get in touch with you?
Again, if you want to get in touch with me, you can go to, you can email me at randyl@santarosa.fl.gov, or you can just give us a call at the shelter at 850-983-4680.
Randy, thank you so much for being here this morning.